Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cline who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Temple goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Temple, who tags Klein, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Francona. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-0 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Roberts moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grant moves to second. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LePlow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. LePlow reaches second base with a double. Grant scores. Klein moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1. Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Klein scores. LePlow scores. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Held reaches second base with a double. Westock now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Westock. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding pinch runs for Whitey Herzog. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Romano and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a pop-up towards the mound. Heft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Gentile moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Ty Cline. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams pinch hits for Darryl Johnson. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Billy Heft. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.